Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. From the first day of this series of podcasts, I explained to you that there's a seed in you. And the second day, I explained to you that if you fail to nurture those seeds into foods, that the world will enjoy, that what will happen is that you deny us of the opportunity to be able to enjoy the uniqueness that is in you. That is why today I want to share with you, how do you even discover that seed that is in you? How do you discover the seed that God has put in you, that when you begin to harness them and create value with them, the world will be a better place. Your community will be a better place. The people around you will be a better place. My focus is to share with you how to discover that seed, or the seed that you are supposed to plant to bring the fruit that the world will enjoy. One of the first things is to please check what your talent is. Now, talent is something that comes naturally with you. Talent is something that you do with ease. And like I said before, a lot of people also have different kind of things they do naturally, they do with ease. I want to talk to you about myself for a while. I know that I can write easily. I can also talk easily. That is, many times when I talk, people listen. I didn't talk so that they would listen. It's just that I was given opportunity to talk once, and I noticed the way they were listening. And today, almost everywhere I get to talk, people give me some kind of respect I didn't even know was possible. Now, from that, I began to realize that, okay, maybe is it that I have something to say to them that they need, or that I have the ability to release what I have in speech. Once somebody sees the volume of work articles are published on Brigitte.com, and Anne told me that, guy, you're a writer. Until he said it, I didn't see myself as a writer. And listen, he said it in last year, 2016. I just saw myself as someone who has the capacity to express himself in English and writing, period. Now, there's something he said. I said, I'm not a writer. People who write are writers are those who write novels and stuff like that. Like, if you're not writing novel, you're not a writer. That was my thinking. But now he explains, he said that, do you realize that there are many people that have something to say, but they don't even have the capacity to express it in writing? And it dawned on me, there are friends I've tried to explain to, this is how to write, and they are finding it difficult to write introduction. Then it became very clear to me that maybe I actually have talent to write. You know why I have to tell this whole story? To help you see that when people begin to compliment certain things you do, which you don't even think of anything, which you take for granted, which you don't even think, oh, there's anything special about it. My brother, my sister, please watch that thing. Chances are very good that it is your talent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Chances are very good that it's something that you are designed to actually do. Therefore, when you find out such things, please settle down and plan how you'll be able to put it to use, put it to very big use, and begin to harness it for the use of people. For instance, since I found that I can write, the only problem I have about writing is that I don't always have time. Yes, I don't always have time, but I do my best to make out time to write. That is why it's good enough. Thank God for the phone I have. Once I'm inside keke, or I have to wait for someone standing on queue in bank or anywhere, I open Microsoft Word on my phone and start typing articles. I've typed close to 1,000 words just standing or sitting, and I continue doing it. Once I come home, I transfer to my computer, do the final editing, and then publish. What I'm saying is this. I do it because since I found that, of course, on Brigitte.com, I get sometimes as much as 3,000 visits every day on the website. And on the average, in a week, I get 16,000 visits. That tells me, okay, people have discovered what I write, and they share what I write, or they invite their friends to come and read what I write. Because if they find it of use, I have to continuously and consistently write. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another thing you also check to find out the seed that is in use, please take time to appraise your unique experiences. Find out that thing you used to have difficulty with now that you have overcome. When you have that thing you have overcome is a seed in you. It's a seed to start a business. It's a seed to start an NGO. It's a seed to write a book. It's a seed to create a podcast. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a seed to start a campaign. It's a seed to start a campaign on Facebook. Yes. You didn't know how to do this thing before. Now you have learned how to do it. You used to have difficulty being able to control your temper. Now you are in charge of your temper. You can begin to teach people on how to control their temper. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please take time to appraise your experiences and begin to create value for people based on your experience. Mary Kay Ash started Mary Kay Cosmetics because she took time to appraise her experiences and found out that in the company where she worked before, she was not well treated, and that she decided that, oh, because of that, I want to show people how to treat their staff, and she employed women to work for her. What she did was this: she appraised her experiences as a staff or as an employee, and now decided that from this I have to create value for women. And that's why one of her, I think, is either the tagline on their business is empowering women. So what I'm saying in essence is this: appraise your experience and find out whether it is something that will give birth to a book that the world needs to read, a song that the world needs to listen to, a podcast the world needs to listen to, or a business that the world needs to come and interact with. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another way of discovering your seed is to please check what your passion and interest is. There is always something that you feel, oh, if I have the power, I want to stop this. And when you see people who do those things, who suffer those things, you wish you can just automatically save them. Like, if you are God, and they just tell you, if you rub handkerchief in their face, those things will disappear. That's exactly what you want to do. Look out for those things. They are a reflection of your passion. This is what I encourage you to do. When you find out those kind of passion and the things you have interest in, please begin to do something about yourself. Prepare yourself to be able to add value in that area. Prepare yourself to be a solution to the problem you are tired of. Prepare yourself to be of use in fixing that thing you are constantly not happy with its existence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I pointed out earlier, if you find out that young ladies don't have respect for themselves, they think that the way to solve their financial problem is jumping around and following men, and it hurts you, it pains you. And you know that they don't have to do that. You know that any lady who is serious can put his weekends to use and make enough money to take care of herself if she's going to school. Therefore, you go to secondary school, you create an NGO. Young Lady Be Responsible Initiative. Maybe that's the title, that's the name of your NGO. You can create an NGO like Young Lady Be Responsible Initiative or Responsible Young Ladies Initiative, anything you want to call it. And now begin to go to schools, universities, create a Facebook page, and begin to reach out to these people with this truth, with this instruction. What is happening is that as you do it, everybody may not change, but one or two persons get changed as a result of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can also start a business. You hear the fact that people fail WAEC or fail exam. Start a lesson center. It's a business. They will pay you for it, but they will be blessed. Now, you may have started off, you may have gotten a job where they pay you 1 million every month, but this other thing is something else that it doesn't pay you that much, but it's something you are passionate about. You want to have it done. It's a seed that is in you. Even if you have to take your big job, please take the big job, or maybe you make a weekend or something like that, where you can still do this thing you are passionate about until your passion begins to pay you in great measure. Please, again, I tell you, you have to discover what the seed that God has planted in you is, and the seed find expression in your talent, in your unique experiences, and your passion. When you find out those things, take a step to begin to harness them and create value for the world with the use of them.
Tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.